following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. I believe successful teamwork is the foundation for successful business. Makes sense. And when you meet face-to-face, you work more effectively, obviously. But with clients and coworkers all over the country, all over the globe these days, on the go, coming together is impossible. That's why I've used and use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. We use it at ESPN regularly. It's the powerful and simple way to meet and collaborate online. Doesn't matter where you are. Whenever you need to connect, it's there. It's just a click with GoToMeeting to share your screen and work on the documents in real time. All you need is a webcam, and you can see everybody and see them in HD video. It's like meeting in person. It is so easy to launch. I figured it out. So easy to join a meeting using your computer, phone, or even your tablet. Even present from your iPad. GoToMeeting. Try it free now for a month. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, the first Monday in March. We're glad to have you along with us for a jam-packed Doug and Daddy Show here today. If you would like to be part of it, we're going to try and get to everything we can today, to the miraculous shot in New York, the game winner that wins you a state title, to an injury during a youth wrestling tournament in the town of Weeping Water, to some Lopers, to Husker spring ball getting underway. That's probably going to take a back seat today. We'll get more to that as the week progresses, but we are going to talk state championships on the girls and the boys side with basketball. Mike Herzberg of the state champion Northwest Lady Vikings will join us coming up in the next segment. Ron Powell of the Lincoln Journal Star will be joining us this hour. We'll also continue our boys state tournament preview with Paul Reinertsen of Gibbon. The Buffaloes going to the state tournament for the first time in 32 years. It's been so long, even I don't remember some of the guys on the 81 team. That's how long it's been, folks. And we'll also chat with the new head men's basketball coach at Hastings College, which overall is not a surprise. His name had been rumored the last time they were looking for a coach, and it had been rumored since Lance Creech said he was going to step aside, and that is Bill Gavers, the 88 grad from Central Catholic, or from Hastings College, has been at Grand Island Central Catholic for the last 22 years, winning 421 games, state championship in 2000. They were the runners-up in 2008. They've been to state 12 different times, and he will be taking over the program. And Coach Gavers is scheduled to join us at the bottom of the hour. The press conference just wrapping up here a few minutes ago, and we will hear more from the coach on that. So that is all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you would like to add to any of this, if you would like to give us your comments, Facebook us, email us, call us, tweet us. We've got all kinds of ways in this 2013 year of contacting the show. Of course, the Doug and Daddy Dent Popper inbox for the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com has not changed. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 and the number 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. So all that going on and a whole lot more as we get closer to the boys' state high school basketball tournament coming up later this week. Also, Nebraska women didn't play that bad, but Penn State played really, really good yesterday, and they claim the Big Ten Women's Championship, the final game ever played for women's basketball at the Devaney Center, 82-67, and a record goes out in that final game for Devaney Center. A number of three-pointers. Maggie Lucas from Penn State made 8 of 13, had 34 points. Lindsey Moore, 23 points. Double-double from Emily Cady, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Jordan Hooper, 14 points and 9 rebounds in the ball game for Nebraska. But they will be the number 2 seed of the Big Ten tournament. That means they get the first round bye, and they will take on either Iowa or Northwestern Friday morning at 11:30 from the Big Ten tournament, which is going on Thursday through Sunday. Nebraska trying to assure themselves a good seed. And we talked about it with Matt Coatney, the voice of the Husker women, earlier this year. Where they were at that time and where they are now, and of course we talked to him in the midst of that 10-game winning streak that got snapped yesterday. Now they're in a 2 seed. They got a good chance to just kind of do what they need to do. Win that first game. You're in the conference semifinals. Purdue is the number 3 seed. They've played overtime with them every single time that those teams have played these last 2 years. That could be the semifinal. And then obviously Penn State should be in the finals. Michigan State is on the 4 line. So it'll be one of those two teams, it would assume, although Nebraska came out of Thursday and made it all the way to the championship game last year. And so much was made of how tired and injured Nebraska was fighting through that 4-day tournament that they may not sell out. They're going to play basketball, but winning the title, if it happens, it happens. The Nebraska men will play their final game at the Devaney Center Wednesday night when they take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and tip-off is set for 8 o'clock. There are all kinds of festivities that will be going on. They've got an autograph session from 7 to 7:45, the senior night ceremony. There'll be a introduction of the all-time Devaney Center team. They'll have a video tribute to the Devaney Center. And they will also have a special presentation to the Devaney family during halftime. They'll have posters and all that for the first 10,000 fans. And I'm guessing this is going to be a hard ticket for a couple of reasons. A, because it's the final game at the Devaney. And B, boys' state basketball gets underway Thursday. A lot of folks going down that wouldn't normally get to go to a Husker game want to go to a Husker game. And now it's the last one at the Devaney Center. So we'll see how that all plays out. The UNK basketball season came to an end on Friday. The women won over Lindenwood. The men lost. Both teams end the year identical, 4-14 conference records, 7-18 overall, and will not advance on into the MIAA tournament in the first year in the league. So the season over for Hastings and UNK basketball, but not for high school basketball. All the state champions Saturday finished number 1 in the Lincoln Journal Star, and a variety of other area teams are ranked. Holdridge is 5th in B in C1, Kearney Catholic 2nd, Minden 3rd in C2, St. Cecilia 2nd, Blue Hill 8th, and Sutton is 9th. And we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show Ron Powell of the Lincoln Journal Star. He's the one that puts together those rankings. And Ron, was it hard? You get about 24 hours to do that, or did it settle in pretty good this year?
Well, it settled in okay. You know, Class C1 was a tough class because, you know, Wahoo comes from being unranked to finish at 3rd, so... You know, there was a lot of jumbling there. In fact, I had 3 new teams in the top 10 in Class C1. That was probably the toughest one.
Story of the tournament got changed. Well, I don't know if it's the story of the tournament, but with your investigative reporting, you found that Jess Shepard actually did not break Mortise Ivy's record this weekend. And that's a shame, too. And it's not like they benched her because she would have got that final point with like 17 seconds left.
Yeah, she could have. Yeah, definitely. But you know what? The Lincoln Southeast scorebook had her with 24 as well. Obviously, that wasn't, you know, the concern. The concern was winning the game and securing that. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure how that happened. You would think with a University of Nebraska stat crew at a Division I school that that wouldn't happen. But apparently it did.
Well, somebody noticed it, and there you go. Southeast had there were a couple of teams, and Southeast was one of them. I thought Pierce was another one that had outstanding runs through the state tournament and played their best basketball probably of the year over last weekend.
Yeah. You know, Lincoln Southeast, they were preseason number 1. You know, you thought they were maybe going to, you know, cruise this thing from start to finish, but they ran into some bumps in the road during the season. And at midseason, I wasn't sure if, you know, if they had what it took to beat those top Omaha teams. But obviously, they came down to state, played great defense, controlled tempo, you know, got the most out of Alexa Kostanek and Jessica Shepherd. And then Pierce, you know, they lose in the sub-districts to Norfolk Catholic and then come down and, you know, beat three very, very good teams by double figures in the state tournament. So that's just a testament to the quality of basketball in Northeast Nebraska. You know, look at Crofton. You look at Wynot, Pender. I mean, wow. There's a lot of good basketball in the small schools in Northeast Nebraska.
Is there a common thread that you can notice, Ron? You know, West Point Guardian Angels is up there as well. Is there a common thread? Do all these teams play the same type of basketball?
Well, yeah, you know, they all play a little different style. You know, Crofton was probably a little bit more up-tempo than they had been in the past, but I think the common thread is those kids just love playing basketball up there, and they, you know, they work at it hard during the off season, and, you know, you've got some veteran coaches up there that do a very good job. They've built programs and, you know, a lot of continuity there.
Talking with Ron Powell here. We'll talk with Mike Herzberg, the head coach at Northwest, coming up in just a few minutes here. And so many times we've seen it in sports that if you knock off the supposed giant in the semifinals, you have trouble finishing it in the finals. And you can go numerous places here. Well, Northwest finally ended Seward's run in fairly good fashion. It didn't come down to the buzzer on Friday night, but it did come down to the buzzer three different times on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way Class B's been all year. I mean, it has been wide open. There's been a lot of games like that, and there are a lot of games like that down there at the state tournament. What can you say about Mackenzie Brown? You know, what a player. I mean, she's very cool under pressure. She does everything well. She rebounds, she ball handles, she shoots threes, and very good supporting cast around her. And, you know, you look at how young they are. You know, the three juniors, Katie Plocky, Mackenzie Brown, Aaron Sorhan, they got a chance to repeat in basketball as well as volleyball next fall.
A couple of very interesting stats or finals here is that four of the six champions got in on the wild card, and for the first time that I can ever remember, all public schools are state champions, and that's always a gripe out there on both of those, handling of the wild card and how parochial schools or private schools may have an advantage. Well, this weekend, none of that held up.
Yeah, the multiplier kind of took a hit this weekend. So. you know, Northwest and Norris being in the finals, both wild card teams, you know, that just shows you what kind of parity there was in Class B this season. So, and, you know, what's kind of amazing, too, was, you know, for a long time, Crofton was the only undefeated team in the state. And, of course, they ended up as the only undefeated team. But it just tells you that, you know, there's getting to be a lot more parity in girls' basketball. And, you know, that just about anything can happen on any given night.
Your counterparts down the interstate do an all-class top 10. You guys do not at the Journal Star. They put Crofton 10th in the all-class top 10, and they had to be rooting for Pierce because they had beaten Pierce twice. What do you think? Where would Crofton stack up with the big girls?
You know, it's funny. This might be a little bit too far back for a lot of people to remember, but, you know, Cambridge back in the mid-90s when they had the Cubic sisters, you know, they always wanted their shot at Southeast, and what's kind of funny is Nicole Kubik is now an assistant coach at Southwest, and I ask her about that every once in a while, you know, how those small schools would do against Class A, because now she's coached in Class A for 10 years. Oh, there's no question that they could compete with most of the teams in Class A, you know, with the Aaron sisters. You know, the Aaron sisters, the Kubik sisters, there's kind of a similarity there, and of course, Cambridge had to get through Crofton in one of those state championships in the mid-90s, so it's just kind of an interesting roundabout thing there.
Ron, what's the storylines now? There's obviously a couple good articles from you besides the rankings in the Journal Star. There could be some movements, including the state's best player, Jess Shepherd, if her dad takes a new job. But what did you take out of the state tournament, and what's the storyline heading into next year?
Well, you know, it's like I said in my ratings story, it kind of depends on where Jessica ends up. I mean, if Fremont gets her, they're all of a sudden a contender in Class A. If she stays at Southeast, Southeast is a contender. But obviously, you know, in Class A, you got to look at Bellevue West, young team. Omaha Benson did not have a senior, and Kiana Ivas inside. I mean, she's she's as good as there is. I mean, she's been offered by Creighton already as a sophomore, and she's going to get more Division I offers. Millard West has a very young team as well. So, and Northeast only had one senior among their top eight. So that's kind of where you're looking in Class A for next year. Class B, we already mentioned Northwest. You know, a team on your area, Holdridge, you know, they only had one senior. And Rachel Jeldon inside, I mean, she's going to be a force next year to stop. So they're a team to keep an eye on as well.
I know.
And of course, Minden. Let's don't forget them. You know, you got the Kissinger sisters back next season, and, you know, they started preseason number one this year, and I've got to think they maybe start preseason number one next year.
Yeah, Kissinger sisters times three now, as their youngest will be a part of the ball club.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she's a good ball player, so, yeah, that's just going to make them deeper and that much tougher to beat.
Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star, recapping the state tournament. It will be just a couple of weeks here before we see the All-State and the Super State teams. Is this another one of those years, Ron, where it's going to be dominated by underclassmen?
Could be, yeah. I mean, there's a number of underclassmen. You know, obviously you start with Jessica Shepherd, and, you know, I mentioned Kiana Ibis as a sophomore. You know, Mackenzie Brown as a junior. I mean, she's definitely in the equation there. Yeah, there'll definitely be some underclassmen. This is a strong senior class, too.
And we'll be waiting to see, because obviously there's a couple Class D girls that are going on to big-time things as well from Shelby and from Humphrey, and have already made their names in the state but didn't make it to the state tournament. And that's always a shame because you like to see some of those great kids make it to the state tournament. But very competitive for the most part all weekend long, and we can only hope that it's the same way in the boys this weekend. Ron, we always appreciate the time coming back home here to ESPN here in Hastings and Kearney, and we'll see you this Thursday.
That sounds good. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Ron. From the Lincoln Journal Star, Ron Powell. Check it out online. Pick up the paper if you can. JournalStar.com always has the information you need. It was a very, very good state basketball tournament. And I'll tell you what, again, the questions keep rolling in when you're down at the state. What'd you think about this? What happened here? What happened to Hastings St. Cecilia? What happened to Kearney Catholic? What happened to whoever in the championship games? Well, St. Cecilia, nobody even give anybody else a chance at the start of the tournament to compete with Crofton. And although it was not pretty, it was 15-15 at the half, and that's what St. Cecilia had to do to be in that game. They made Crofton miss a lot of shots in that contest. But Crofton, just like Pierce, this weekend was the best team in the class. Now, Kearney Catholic didn't have any more success against Pierce inside in Game 2 than they did earlier in the year when they came down and played at Cope Gymnasium. But Kearney Catholic lost three times to Seward and twice to Pierce. Sometimes the other team's just better. And I think for the most part, most of these teams could say that. Southeast definitely, Pierce definitely, Crofton definitely was the best team in each one of their games that they played this weekend at the state tournament. A lot of great boys action. We'll talk with Paul Reinertsen and Gibbon a little bit later on. But Mike Herzberg of Northwest, state champions for the first time in 31 years when we come back.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Ba-ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
You're in your car. The driver next to you thinks he's on a racetrack, but you're cool with that. Because no matter where he zigs and zags, you've been to AutoZone. And you know your Duralast brakes could stop on a dime. So you step on yours and let him go flying past, right into that speed trap up ahead.
Get to AutoZone for Duralast brakes, the official brakes of NASCAR, designed for reliable stops every time. And they are only at AutoZone. Pick up the official brakes of NASCAR today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness at times through the day today with a high of 44 with northwest winds to 20 to 35. For tonight, with variably cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 41.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What'd we miss? So much going on while in Lincoln this weekend. You let us know what else we need to be talking about this weekend from the weekend. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Later on this week, Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald tomorrow to talk about the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Our Looper Link Wednesday, Mark Bauer, UNK Wrestling, is there down at the National Championships in Birmingham, Alabama this weekend. We'll be in Lincoln this weekend as well. Had more that we're going to be telling you about, some other cool things going on out there, and we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger. Hey, how about that? Not only a low-scoring game for indoor football, but a win over the two-time champions, 30-21, the Danger off to a big start. Now, again, Mike Davis saying this is not the same Sioux Falls team that was built up to be the two-time champions. They had a lot of different faces, but still, Danger win at home. Their first four were at home. They need to get off to a great start, since they are at home, and congratulations there. Tri-City Storm 1-1-1. They let one go to overtime, fell on Saturday night in their final game 5-4. They are home against Omaha and Muskegon this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights at the Viero Event Center. Nebraska baseball team got to play a little baseball, and folks, it was much nicer here in the Tri-Cities yesterday than it was in Lincoln. They were playing in cooler temperatures. Had they been able to play, I guess, in Western Nebraska, it would have been about 20 degrees warmer. But Nebraska did get two wins over New Mexico. Got a great pitching performance from Christian De Leon yesterday, a shutout. He went 8 of the 9 innings. They win it 3-0. The Huskers are scheduled to host Northern Colorado Tuesday and Wednesday. And again, if you're making a big weekend out of it, you can catch Husker baseball. You're going down to Boise State. They play at 1:35 on Wednesday. You can catch the man at night. You got Huskers playing Minnesota. And then, of course, you've got the Boise State basketball tournament. And many people love to take this part of the year off, take 2 or 3 days off as part of their vacation, part of their personal days, and head to Lincoln for the state tournament. Again, Hastings College has named their new men's basketball coach. It is Bill Gavers from Central Catholic. We'll talk with him here in just a few minutes. Folks, don't forget, now is the time to beat the heat. Don't wait till it's burning up your crops. Get the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system today. You can maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your T&L dealer today. They're all over Central Nebraska, throughout the 50 United States and 60 countries worldwide, based at their worldwide headquarters in Hastings. You can trust them and you can talk to them. And if you want to visit the plant, they'll take you right through every step of the way. T&L, your local dealer, or see the gang at the plant as well. T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. T&L Irrigation Systems. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda with you here on this Monday as we are flying through everything that happened over the weekend. The Girls State Basketball Tournament, of course, wrapping up on Saturday. And we'll talk with Coach Mike Herzberg here in just a couple of moments from Grand Island Northwest as they pick up the championship. We told you Nebraska football got underway. They have their second practice of the spring today. And then they'll get that break in the middle, of course, to enjoy spring break, and Coach Pelini says he kind of likes that, although they'll have to see how it breaks down. But our continuing recap of the girls' state tournament takes us to St. Laborie this morning. Mike Herzberg, the head coach of the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings. He likes to hang out in the countryside to celebrate his championships. Mike, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's been quite a ride, and I was just lucky to be a small part of a great group of kids and assistant coaches.
When did you think that maybe the lead had gotten away too far, that these girls could come back?
Well, I'll be honest with you. When you're in that situation and you're the leader, you never want that feeling to come. But I looked up one time, and it was 41-29, and for one millionth of a second, I thought, oh, shucks. But then, you know, you just go back to doing what you do, and that's what our kids did. I mean, we just tried to keep coaching and keep encouraging and keep making adjustments here or there, and, you know, I just got a great group of kids that never quit, and all year long we talked about playing 32 minutes, and then when that was over, to look at the board. So I think that's truly how our kids played. I know they knew we were behind, but they never really pushed the panic button. And fortunately, you know, when the 32 minutes were over, it was tied, and we pushed it into that extra overtime. So it was just, you know, you just keep doing what you do, and fortunately it worked out somehow for us.
Mike, we were just talking with Ron Powell, the Journal star, that in sports so many times when you slay the giant and it's not in the finals, sometimes it's hard to get that championship in the finals. And you guys did that on Friday by taking out Seward. What was it like after that game and leading up to tip-off? Could you get a vibe on your team over that 24-hour period?
Yeah, our kids were awesome. I mean, the state championship truly was probably won beginning on Monday. You know, we had an unfortunate injury in the district final, and that came up short, and our kids were crushed because that was one of our goals. But I was worried, you know, when you get to practice Monday, how are they going to be? They were great. I mean, they had moved on, so I knew right away. We didn't even talk about it. It was like, okay, here we go. You know, we got a chance just like the other eight teams, and we had a good Monday, and we had a better Tuesday, and so I just, the girls have been focused all year long, just one day at a time. And so even though, you know, we had a great victory over Seward, which was an awesome feat, I mean, we immediately moved on. And so it was just a one day at a time process. And now that we look back, it was an unbelievable season and an awesome experience.
We're talking with Mike Herzberg, coach of the state champion Northwest Vikings. Mackenzie Brown got warmed up there in the second half, 25 points. Katie Plocky had an outstanding performance in the championship game with 20 points. And Norris, I mentioned a couple of times during the broadcast that this would have just seemed like, okay, we're in overtime, no big deal. We go to the wire on Thursday, we go to overtime on Friday. Let's just play even longer on Saturday. And then in that overtime, it had to be painful. Four consecutive turnovers in overtime, and Norris just couldn't put you guys away. Talk about surviving that first overtime.
Oh, and that's exactly right. You know, I mean, and that was what it was about for both teams, was just surviving. You know, they got extremely aggressive defensively, and we kind of stuck the ball out there and were a little bit soft. And, you know, to turn it over four straight times without getting a shot, or, you know, the foul situation was in a good – we were good there. You know, everybody was shooting free throws, so – we were either hoping to get a shot or get fouled, and the last thing you want is a turnover. And, you know, we had three in a row, but our kids did not put their chin in their chest. And what a great tribute to kids, because when adversity hits you, you know, square in the face, you really show your true character. And, that just is a perfect example of the character of our kids, because we could have just pouted. We could have jogged back on defense. We could have gave up a shot. We could have had a dumb foul. I mean, but we just kept battling, and again, it's the character of the kids is awesome.
Another minute here with Mike Herzberg of the state champion Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Doug Duda with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Right before you, Kearney Catholic was trying to do the volleyball, basketball, back-to-back championships. They came up short. You guys were able to get to overtime and win it. Talk about the transition, and I think both schools are still considered, quote, volleyball schools right now because of all the state finals that they've been in. But talk about how those girls were able to transition for you and get things done.
Well, again, you know, all I asked them all year long to do was two things, and that was, number one, be a great competitor, And obviously with the fall that all our girls had, whether it was volleyball or softball or those kids that competed in cross country, they were great competitors. And then all I asked them to do for the season was be great teammates. Because when the going gets tough, which it got tough, I mean, teams that aren't together and that aren't tough and don't treat each other right and don't trust each other never survive. And so we had, number one, great competitors, and we became over time great teammates. And, that's how we got it done, because we trusted each other, we listened to each other, and we supported each other. And that's a credit to the kids.
Mike, when we had you on earlier this year, we talked about everybody that was new to this team, from you to some other kids that had moved in or transferred in. Now everything comes together, and you may be one of the favorites to go back to the state championship and compete for a state title next year. How do you already move ahead and start thinking about that, because all of us are?
Well, I'm glad you guys are, because honestly, I'm not going there. I've been in this business for 20 years, and we're going to enjoy it and enjoy it and enjoy it. And I'm cheering the girls on in, the spring sports, and I hope they have great track seasons and anything else that they're participating in. And then we'll worry about next year come June, and, we're going to enjoy it, because, we've got a lot of kids back, and I know everybody's mind goes there, but it's not as easy as everybody thinks, and so we're gonna cherish it for a while.
All right, Mike, congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy being state champs.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was just a great group of kids to be with, and I had awesome assistant coaches, and it all came together for everybody at the same time. So thanks for calling.
All right, buddy. Congratulations. Thanks for
you
the
bet.
Time. That is Mike.
Have a great day.
Mike Herzberg, state champion Northwest Vikings, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to catch up with him. We're going to keep things rolling right along here, because special announcement earlier today at Hastings College.
First of all, it's a pleasure, obviously, to introduce this young man who's going to be our next head men's basketball coach. As you can see from the size of the crowd, he obviously has a number of you that think he's a good choice, which I do. But Bill Gavers was a young man that was always on my list, and that was a good list, by the way, Bill. So that if I needed a basketball coach, he was a young man that I would have at the top of my list. And so when this job obviously opened up, he moved way up the list, if he wasn't already there, because of being a Hastings College grad and his experience in this area, and obviously his knowledge and things that he's done in the state of Nebraska, not only at Grand Island Central Catholic, but also just running camps in the state, knowledge of coaches, all that. In my book, it was kind of a no-brainer. But, he's done a great job. I won't go through and bore you with the record that he has at Grand Island Central Catholic, but he's had over 400 wins, a state championship. He has a great knowledge of the game of basketball. But more importantly, to me, even than his knowledge and his ability as a coach, is I probably received 10 to 15 to 20 letters and emails of support, unsolicited, I might add, about Bill and what Bill has meant to either him as a teammate, the guy that was responding to me, or maybe a friend, and in a couple cases, opponents that sent a letter saying, hey, I would highly recommend this young man, and how most of it really didn't tend to deal with basketball. Most of it tended to deal with the kind of person Bill is, how he deals with his athletes, the relationship he has with just the students in general at the high school that he came from is just awesome, because we not only are trying to have obviously great teams, and that's what Bill's going to continue to bring to us, but also we need to produce great young men, and that's what he's done for years, and he will continue to do that, and that's very important to all of us. So that being said, I won't waste your time listening to me, and I'll introduce our next head men's basketball coach, Bill Gavers.
That is the athletic director at Hastings College, Jerry Schmutty, making the introduction about 90 minutes ago of the newest head men's basketball coach at Hastings College, Bill Gavers. And, of course, we know Coach Gavers from his number of years playing at Hastings College and, of course, working with us here through Grand Island Central Catholic and just having an outstanding program there. And Bill Gavers joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate it. Appreciate all your coverage on high school sports and everything you guys do.
Well, we joke from time to time. I imagine this was kind of hard to keep under your hat. How long had you known?
Well, I interviewed last week and then press conference today. And so just looking forward to moving on and getting after the recruiting trail and working towards being great.
I know that there's a lot of coaches that say there's only a job or two out there that I would move from place A to place B. That would seem to be the case in this instance, was it?
You know, I think obviously Central Catholic was a great place. You know, 22 years of my life I was there, and Hastings College is a great place. A lot of similarities between the two institutions, very people-oriented. So obviously with that, this was a great place to land.
Bill Gavers with us. He is the new head coach of the Hastings College men's basketball program. As you make this transition, what's going to be the most difficult task, do you believe?
Well, I think you're going to learn a lot of things on the fly. You know, there's nuances between the high school game and the college game. The obvious is the shot clock, the length of the game. Obviously, you're going to be recruiting. You're going to have to be out recruiting, finding players, getting players to come to Hastings College. So those are going to be the main things. And of course, probably a lot of things that you don't know. Whenever, anytime you take on a new endeavor, you find out new things every day. So looking forward to the challenge of that.
You have always, it's not been hidden, I guess, that your affection for Hastings College and your love of playing there and being an assistant coach there for a while and your relationship with Coach Trader. And you seem to have that fire that will be necessary to keep things going there, because let's not forget, it's not like you're taking over for a fired coach or a program that went 2-27 this year.
No, obviously, you know, the program won 20 plus games this year, and so you're taking over. There's expectations, and obviously, we have expectations. We want to be great. The players want to be great, and we also understand it's going to take a lot of work. That's not easy. That's not something you just say, and it happens. That a lot of sweat equity is going to have to go into it. And you know, when I came here to play, Doc Farrell was the coach here, and he'd established greatness here, and Coach Trader took over, and then Coach Creech the last 11 years. So definitely it's an institution, Hastings College, that wants to be great. People here are doing things the right way, and we're excited to pursue that.
What do you know about the team that you're taking over?
There's a lot of good pieces coming back, and we've got six seniors. You've got Brady Lohman from Norfolk. You got Jake Hamburger, Brett Wells, Charles Ferguson, Matt Nelson. And Tobin Reinwald's coming off an ACL injury. You know, was the leading scorer, I think, the year before. Sat out this year, and he's got 2 years left. Dylan Flynn had a good year. And, you know, and just you're anxious to start looking at game films, seeing the players play, and figure out what all is here and what's available and what your needs are.
What about the rest of the staff, Bill? A lot of the guys that were there, is it going to be all new? Can you tell us anything about that?
That's something that the process for that will be, you know, beginning this week and be looking to, you know, fill coaching positions. And so that's something that we'll be working on and trying to figure out here this week.
Bill Gavers with us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show, named the new Hastings College men's basketball coach this morning. The press release says it becomes effective June 1st. You still have high school duties to do. So how do you balance the two here over the next couple, 3 months?
Well, I think obviously with your high school duties, you want to finish strong. You know, in the classroom, you want to do justice to your students and teach with passion every day. And, you know, the college, then you're going to, recruiting is going to begin, and you need to get players. You need to identify, you know, what your needs are. And then obviously with spring, the players getting in the gym and playing, and you having an opportunity to see them play and find out, you know, where you're at and things that need to work on, strength and weaknesses of players is an important part of that process. So state tournament will also be big, you know, going to the state tournament this week to see players and figure out what's out there.
Well, that has to be different, doesn't it? You'll be viewing this tournament differently than you viewed the last 22, won't you?
No question about it. You know, you normally, obviously, if you're competing in it, you're focused and you're trying to win it. And If you're not, you're kind of kicking back and enjoying games, and now you're going to be working and looking for players and recruiting and making connections with people, and that'll be fun. That'll be an exciting thing to do.
Bill, a lot of people believe that your name was up for consideration the last time Hastings College had an opening. What do you think the difference is between now and maybe if you would have been selected 11, 12 years ago?
I'm not sure. It's just great today, you know, to have this opportunity. I think the last time when you didn't get it, what you do is, you know, you just put your working boots back on. You go back out to work and you try to work with athletes and make young people better, and that's kind of the essence of this profession is, you know, teaching, coaching. You're trying to make young people better. And so Central Catholic, you know, it's tough to leave Central Catholic. Been there 22 years, had an emotional meeting, you know, with our players today. Great kids, and they'll do great things in the future. And then now, you know, you're starting anew with college players and college kids, and you want to do your very best for everybody involved.
And how about whoever takes over at Central Catholic? And we expect we'll probably know that here in the near future as well. But a lot of talent coming, and of course, a lot of young kids still to fill in.
Yeah, we've got talent, you know, at Central Catholic, and a lot of kids that are committed to competing the right way and are going to work and invest in it. So whoever takes over the program, I'm sure will do a great job, and the players will work very hard for them.
I'll let you out of here after just a couple more questions. The GPAC now hires Coach Weeks last year at Doan, and you're now taking over at Hastings College. Are we seeing maybe a trend here that, you know what, there's not a problem for these veteran high school coaches to take over and do well?
I'm not sure about that. I think probably, you know, both schools just looked at the individual situations and what their needs were and felt that we were good fit. So I don't know that it would necessarily, you know, be a trend. It might be. I guess I'm not smart enough to figure all that out. I just think the two schools probably thought that, you know, Coach Weeks was a good fit and that I was a good fit here. So, and I'm very thankful to, you know, President Jackson and Coach Schmuddy for giving me the opportunity here at Hastings College.
And Billy, the last time that you finished up there and were an assistant back in the late 80s, early 90s, you also coached tennis. Have you also volunteered your time for the program?
I know the tennis coach. Com's the tennis coach, and he does a great job, so I would just be in his way. So, maybe you go out and hit a couple balls with a kid once or twice, but they're doing fine.
Well, I know we'll get a chance to chat numerous times, hopefully, during this time and when the team gets ready to roll again next fall and next winter. And we're looking forward to continuing to work. And I guess all we can say right now, Coach, is congratulations and best of luck.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time and effort. And we'll see you at the state tournament.
That sounds great, Billy. Thanks so much.
You betcha.
That's Bill Gavers, the new head men's basketball coach at Hastings College. That was kind of a different interview. Most of the time you bring these college coaches in, they're from someplace, and for the most part, I may know who they are, but don't have a working relationship with them. And Bill Gavers, even before I came to Kearney, we were doing games, broadcasting games against Bill Gavers at Grand Island Central Catholic all the way back to when they were winning state championships and making state tournaments. He made it 12 times in his 22 years to the state tournament, won it in 2000, was the runner-up in 2008. Played against some very good teams, obviously, in Lincoln, and now takes over a Hastings College program that I think this could be interesting. And I mean good interesting. I think Lance Creech left this program in a great spot, and a lot of things could have happened this year. When you lose Tobin Reinwald, you're returning leading scorer and leading rebounder, and you've got some pretty good youth on your team. And you find a way to get off to the start they got off to and win 20 games. Now, they were probably a win short of making the national tournament, which may have pushed this whole announcement back until after the boys' state tournament. But to come that close and to be probably one of the top 32 teams in the country, even though they didn't make the NAIA field, that's a heck of an accomplishment there. And so nobody folded tents this year, and Hastings College is headed in the right direction. And hopefully Coach Gavers can continue that and improve them a little bit with a full roster next year. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still to come, we'll talk with Paul Reinertsen, Gibbon boys basketball coach, getting ready for the state tournament. They had a pep rally already this morning. They're going crazy in Gibbon. We'll talk with him in just a little bit.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Consider this a challenge. Buy a 2013 Victory motorcycle and ride the rubber off it. If it's too much bike to handle, just bring it on back. That's the Victory Guarantee. The only bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet. Check it out at victorymotorcycles.com. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one and you'll own one.
Applies only to certain 2013 models. Not available in all finance programs. Certain charges not refundable under conditions and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for full details and variety of the influence of drugs or alcohol.
You would not want to be your engine's rear seal, wrapped around a greasy spinning crankshaft for an afternoon or a decade. Your rear seal would tell you that, but it's busy hugging a crankshaft, remember? But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. Remember, your rear seal is not going to text you a little yellow sad face. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left to...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness at times through the day today with a high of 44 with northwest winds to 20 to 35. For tonight, with variably cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 23. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 41.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you on this Monday, jam-packed, and glad that you're along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, where the new Chevrolet Spark is on hand, and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and you can check out everything from the inventory to weekly specials to maybe a deal on tires to maybe some maintenance work. And also, they've got some good giveaways on their Facebook page. You can find out more at thinkmidway.com. Maybe you need some financing. Maybe you need to know how big of a car, truck, how much you can afford. Their simple online financing will help you out with that. You can get so much done online before you even step foot on the lot on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. So take a look. See what they've got to offer at thinkmidway.com. Hassle-free pricing, as always. Maybe you just need to get an oil change in and out, less than 30 minutes. They'll take you where you need to go. Or if you just want to wait there in the lounge, they've got some cappuccino, wireless internet, free Wi-Fi that you can pick up as well and continue to work or just play games on your computer. Whatever you want to do to pass the time, it's in, it's out. You don't even need an appointment at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. So much to talk about. What haven't we covered? I think we've got to most of it from the weekend, but the Nebraska softball team
beats the number one team in the country. You got to bring that up. They beat Oklahoma, so congratulations there. And then a doubleheader sweep of Oklahoma State yesterday. And then they say, well, Rhonda Revelle has won more games than anyone else in the history of the University of Nebraska athletics. 768 career wins. John Sanders, 767 in baseball. Terry Pettit, 694 in volleyball. So there's another record, I guess, that goes down. The UNK baseball team, they were down yesterday 8-2. They play seven innings in these doubleheaders. They're down 8-2. They're in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs. Nobody on. Let's get them in game two. No. Scott Jameson, solo home run. Five hits later, a walk and a hit battered. Tying runs are in scoring position. And then Jake Brock delivered a single up the middle to tie things up at 8. To tie things up at 10. Unfortunately, didn't happen. They lost in 8 innings, 13-10, so it all for naught. And then they get beat in the second game. The Lopers getting ready to wrap up that series today down at Pitt State at 12 noon. They're on the road Wednesday, and then if they can get on the field, they're supposed to play at home this weekend, but there's no great way to get Memorial Field ready with all the snow. So we'll keep you up to date on how that all plays out. Hastings College softball team beat Bethel and Tabor College yesterday. They start the season 3-1 and are at McPherson College this weekend. Hastings College baseball team had their games with Bethany canceled this weekend. And Hastings had two national champions in women's indoor track. Jennifer Magg won the national title in the shot put. And Courtney Mills won the triple jump. So congratulations to the Lady Broncos for bringing home a couple of national titles. They don't need a national title. They just want to get a win in Lincoln. Maybe three. The Gibbon Buffaloes and Paul Reinertsen are going to the state tournament for the first time since 1981. They draw Kimball at 8:45 on Thursday night. You'll hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. And we'll catch up with the coach right after this.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Well, I think I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports, Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Ever feel like you're going a little bit mad?
Only when the co-hosts start breaking out the puns.
All right, that's fair enough. But with March Madness kicking into high gear, that means it's time to get to StubHub, where you can get rewarded just for buying tickets.
I love it, and it's not just for basketball.
Not at all. You can also earn a little something extra if you're heading to spring training or maybe planning something huge like a trip to Augusta.
You may even score a complimentary seat upgrade.
So head to StubHub, sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards, and get rewarded for being a fan.
On day one, everyone is undefeated.
Are you going to look down and shame and say, man, I could have worked a little harder. I could have pushed it just a little bit harder.
For everyone, it's a tryout.
This is just day one. We got an entire season.
That's why every moment of every first practice is your chance. Whatever season you're starting, Dick's Sporting Goods knows what you need.
You got to get better each and every day.
From day one.
Day one on this journey, man.
Be untouchable. Every season starts at Dick's Sporting Goods.
For complete coverage of the boys' state basketball tournament, keep it right here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. All six championships come your way on Saturday and Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic plays Boone Central. Gibbon will be taking on Kimball. Plus on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Sutton takes on Crofton. Adams Central against Wayne. Giltner against Wynot. And Kennesaw takes on Burwell. The boys' state high school basketball tournament begins Thursday right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Doug and Daddy's show with you on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Time to look at our Doug and Daddy poll question. over the weekend. Which group of schools do you associate more with the Big East? The Catholic Seven that are going to be playing basketball, or the football-playing schools like UConn and Cincinnati? Overwhelming. They think of the Big East as a basketball conference. 85% of you voting for basketball. Here's our poll question on this Monday. Which performance from Saturday in college basketball was more impressive? Ryan Kelly of Duke coming out of nowhere, 36 points, 7 of 9 three-pointers. He was 10 of 14 from the field. They defeated Miami after missing 2 months with a foot injury. Kelly comes back in what Coach Mike Krzyzewski calls one of the all-time great performances at Cameron Indoor. Or how about Homer this one, Doug McDermott, 41 points. He was 15 of 18 from the field. He never missed a two-point bucket. He was 10 of 10 from two, 5 of 8 from three-point land, and defeated arch-rival Wichita State on the final day of the regular season to clinch the Missouri Valley Conference title. What was more impressive, Ryan Kelly or Doug McDermott? And you know what? This is a tough one. This is a tough one, Jeffrey, because you look, and Gonzaga is the new number one team in the country this afternoon. Doug McDermott, they take on their rival, Wichita State. And Duke, this is not their rival, but it is the team that's trying to slap them around in the ACC in Miami of Florida. And they did avenge that loss. And Creighton, they avenged the loss. That loss at Wichita State really started their slide a month ago in the Missouri Valley Conference. And both were at home. I mean, these are even. You tend to go with Duke because it's Duke. But Doug McDermott's the preseason player of the year. He has to carry Creighton. I'm voting Doug McDermott as my vote here on the poll question.
He was also 6 for 6 from the line, so perfect from there as well.
He's okay. He's okay. I mean, he's no Jeff Babel.
I couldn't shoot a basket to save my life.
Our boys' state tournament preview continues as the Gibbon Buffaloes continue their exciting trek towards the state tournament for the first time since 1981. Paul Reinertsen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've already had your pep rally, and everybody's fired up. We still got a few days to go, though. Paul, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been an exciting time here for the last week or so. Last week was a pretty special night for us, and then, like I said, we've already had a pep rally here this morning. I guess we're still supposed to be in school, but yeah, pretty exciting over here at Gibbon right now.
How have you seen the team react since winning the district title?
Well, a little bit new territory for them, obviously, but I think there's so many things that have gone on since that game with different parents wanting to do different things. We've had several school functions, and so they're just kind of taking it all in, and I think this week here, the next couple of days, is going to be important for us in practice, kind of get our focus back and kind of off of the extracurricular activities and more towards the game.
We saw it a lot last week in the girls' tournament and a little bit in the postseason in the boys' tournament that some teams kind of had an eye-opener in the last 2 weeks, and I guess your eye-opener would have been Shelton. Do you agree with that, and what happened after that game?
Well, yeah, that's obviously probably not taking anything away from Shelton because they played very well that night. We just really were flat, and we really didn't play with much energy and enthusiasm, and that was kind of uncharacteristic for us because we've been doing a great job with that and come ready to play every night. But for whatever reason, we didn't that night, and I think it actually turned out probably a blessing for us, to be honest. I think we got refocused the very next day in practice. That was a Saturday night game, and our Monday practice, one of our better practices we had of the year, and we carried that through all week. And we ended up playing a very good Overton team on Friday and played good basketball. So as you look back, it's never a good deal to lose a game, but actually in this case, it probably turned out to be probably a blessing for us.
We're talking with Gibbon Boys Basketball Coach Paul Reinertsen here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's jump into the state tournament. Kimball was the name that was kind of out there when we were waiting for the brackets to come out. Kimball is who you draw, and just looking on paper, it looks like they've got a little height. They're not a high-scoring basketball team. Their averages are right around where you guys are offensively and defensively. What can you tell us about the Longhorns?
Well, that's the first thing that jumps out that we notice is they've got some good size. I think they go 6'8", 6'3", 6'2", something like that across the baseline there. We're hearing quite a few things about the big guy, Dom. Good player, actually goes out on the perimeter at times and shoots a three-pointer. I think they got a good guard also, we're hearing, in number three, this Rockhold, I think is a good ball handler and a good shooter. So I think they've got a quality team. Obviously, you don't win 20 out of 21 games without being a good team. So I think the size, though, is something we really haven't seen. Only maybe a couple of teams have had that kind of size inside. So that'll be a little bit of adjustment for us.
Kind of take me through that. Who were a couple? Because the Lou Platt really didn't have a lot of tall teams. Who did you see that you could kind of compare this to, and how do you attack that height?
Well, I think Centura kind of comes to mind. Centura had a nice size team. They went about 6'5 or 6'6 and then 6'2, 6'2. And so they're kind of a comparable size wise, I think, with Kimball. And it does cause you a little bit of adjustment. The wingspan alone is something that you think that you're going to have an open shot, and then that guy gets his hands up, and you have to adjust your arch a little bit. And so even though he doesn't block the shot, he actually changes the shot enough that it causes you to miss. And so I think that's something. I don't know how you really simulate that. I don't have anybody over here on my team. My assistant coaches, nobody's that tall. So I don't know if we're going to have to stand on a ladder with a broom or something like that and get our guys get used to shooting over that. But it will be an adjustment. I think that first probably 4 or 5 minutes, especially in the game, is going to be an interesting period to see how our guys adjust to that size.
You're going to have to take a page from Bill Belichick. He put up brooms and tennis rackets and things like that for his offensive line and quarterback to throw over this year. So maybe that's not too far-fetched, Paul.
It doesn't sound like it might work.
Well, obviously, anybody that knows anything about your ball club knows that Riley has been an outstanding player, and we here in the media build him up, and we don't have to build him up because the numbers are there, but he had a triple-double in the big win against Kearney Catholic, and every coach I talk to, they know he scores, but it's not just about the scoring, it's the way he distributes the ball. Had 11 assists against Kearney Catholic, had a number of them against O'Neill. Talk about his development and how that part of his game has become better.
Well, we think Riley is a good passer. We've asked him to kind of do a little of everything. And there are games when teams focus solely on him, and he is more than willing to pass the ball. And he's got great court vision. But on the other hand, I think our players really do a nice job. We want them to be active, make some good hard cuts. We tell them if you do, pretty good chance Riley's going to find you. And I think he enjoys passing the ball just as much as he does shooting the basketball. And sometimes when you see a player that scores, you know, quite a few points, you think that he's kind of a one-dimensional, just shoots every time. But it really isn't the case. Riley's more than willing to pass the ball. I think he's actually led us in assists every year. I think he's probably averaging over 6 or 6.5 assists a game, which is pretty good. And so we kind of let him make plays. That's kind of what he does, whether it's scoring or passing. And right now, I think one of our strengths of our team is our passing ability. I think we got people that are moving without the ball, and we're finding the open man, and that's why our offense is kind of picked up here this second half of the season.
Just another minute here with Gibbon coach Paul Reinertsen, because believe it or not, he still has to go to class and do some teaching here today. So, coach, one of the things that people have asked me, and we know that Riley has the hearing aids and does have that to deal with on the basketball court, how does that affect the game, the way that you can talk to him, and how much can he actually hear while he's out there on the court?
Well, I think, you know, there's some pluses and minuses. First, I credit Rye. He's adapted pretty well to it. There's certainly many things that he's not going to hear that maybe somebody else would. You know, the positive side of that, when he steps to the line late in the game to shoot free throws and they're yelling things at him, you know, we kind of smile because he's not going to hear any of that. And so that really doesn't bother him. You know, the thing that maybe we've had a couple times where we're maybe going to run a set and maybe the communication hasn't always been there and we haven't always been on the same page. But our players have really adapted very well. So as soon as they hear something, they're quick to go make sure that he knows. And he's pretty good about looking over to the bench as well. And we have a lot of hand signs or hand signals, and we've obviously a few cards that we've used periodically throughout the year, which we'll probably end up maybe using a little bit more maybe in the state tournament just because it's a little bit bigger venue, but potentially maybe a little bit more noisier. But he's adapted very well with it, and so we don't really see it as a detriment, and I don't think Riley does either. That's just, you know, some people have glasses or contacts. Riley wears hearing aids.
And, Paul, what are you looking for in the first quarter on Thursday night since these kids haven't been there before? And it's not like Kimball's a state power, but at least a couple of years ago they were at the state tournament. Surviving that first quarter when you get to Lincoln is huge. What will you be looking for?
Well, I think you're right. I think that first 4 or 5 minutes, one is there's so many things that have been going on prior to the state tournament, at least for us in our community. Our community has been great. Our school and our community has held a lot of things already. I think we've got a few more things planned. And so I think it's going to be important to maybe that first 4 or 5 minutes just to really get focused in on playing the game and trying to do the things that we've done all season. It's real easy to go down there and kind of be starry-eyed, so to speak, and let the nerves kind of get the best of you. And next thing you know, you find yourself in a hole to start with. And so I think we got to calm ourselves down and just try to do the things that we've been doing the previous 25 games. And then I think the other thing is you got to adjust a little bit. The Pershing Auditorium for us is a huge venue, and the background is way different. I always thought going down and shooting in that is a little bit different. And so I think we're going to have to adjust to that as well. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed anyway that we can adjust to that different background.
Well, Paul, it has been fun watching the ride. Let's make it continue for three more games this weekend.
Hey, that sounds great.
Paul, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Paul Reinertsen, head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. Thanks so much for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, 8:45 against Kimball. They've got some big boys, 6'8", 6'4", down low. And we'll have that for you on Classic Hits 98.9. And right before that, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central is playing. So three of the teams in the Lou Platt Conference, in the state tournament going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That was a heck of an hour plus, folks. Thanks for being with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We want to thank Paul Reinertsen of the Gibbon Buffaloes, state championship coach Mike Herzberg, Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings, Ron Powell of the Lincoln Journal Star, recapping the girls' state tournament, and the newest member of the Hastings College staff, Bronco new head men's basketball coach Bill Gavers. Thanks to all of them for joining us. If you missed any of it or any of our shows in the past, any of our high school games, go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can listen to any or all of the show. It's free there for you. Great photos and podcasts from the state girls basketball tournament up at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Like us on Facebook at PlatteRiverPreps.com to see all of those great photos. It's all free. It's all part of what we do here at ESPN Radio. Tomorrow, we've got more state boys basketball preview. We've got Zach Foster from Adams Central, Matt Drew of Giltner coming up this week, Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald tomorrow. We'll see you then at 11 on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!